We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Tanan Hasa. We learned in a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be made for Nedarim even on Shabbos. V'Neshalom Nedarim Shem Tzarech Shabbos. And you can also go to the Chacham to be Mat Neder that's the Tzarech Shabbos. We know there's two things, something called Hafara, and something called She'ela. Hafara is something a father or a husband does. She'ela is something you do with the Chacham. So it says in the Mishnah there that you can make for Nedarim B'Shabbos, and you can be Mishael on Nedarim that are Tzarech Shabbos. Eboy Lehu, Mefirim Darim B'Shabbos L'Tzarech Shabbos, or Yidum HaFilos L'Tzarech. Basically, the Ron explains. The question is, you learn this Mishnah, it says, Nesholm Adam Shem Tzarech Shabbos. That role Tzarech Shabbos going back on Hafara also? Or only on, it's going back on Hafara also? Or it's only going on the din of Shoyal Nadarm? What does Tzarech Shabbos mean? Let's say you need it for food. You need the food for Shabbos. That's called Tzarech Shabbos. The question is, does Mefer also need a Tzarech Shabbos? Now, what's the Shaila? Why should Hafara be different than She'ela? So Ron says two reasons, two differences. Difference number one is that She'ela looks more like a Din Torah. You need a special Chacham or three Hedyotas. So it looks like a Din Torah. We don't think you can now do Din Torah on Shabbos. Therefore, there it's more problematic if you need Tzarech Shabbos. That's one Nafkamina. Another maila over that Hafara would have over She'ela is that Hafara is time sensitive. If I don't do it today, it's too late. It's Shkia. So therefore, I have to do it. Hataras Darim, I'll do it tomorrow. I don't have to do it today, Dafka. So that's why there's a Shaila if Hafara Sadarim needs Tzarech Shabbos. And Be'etzem, the Rosh points out that really it says here, B'Shabbos two times. It says, Mefirim Darim B'Shabbos, V'Shalom Darim B'Shein Tzarech Shabbos. So it said, Mefirim V'Shalom Darim B'Shein Tzarech Shabbos. It's actually pretty clear. That's not going on that. It's not going that. So it's really, the Mishnah has a really thing. So it's the Rosh asks the Kash. It says, the Rosh says, that on Tzad V'Tzarech Shabbos Diktoni B'Sefer Tavayu Koyi, it says, V'Hai Diktoni B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos Trey Zimni, Mefarash Tamir B'Shil Shabbos, B'Shin D'Shayla Tzricha Bezdin, V'Afar Yitzricha Bezdin. The Rosh says from the Gemara there that wouldn't be a Raya, because maybe it separates two things, because they're two different type of Nedarim, Hafaras, or Hataras. The Hafara is one thing, and She'ela is another thing. We don't put it together. They're different type of ways of being matir and neder, and therefore we kept it separate. That a raya that does not the Tzarech Shabbos is not going back on the race. But come on, tomorrow is Shaila. So what's the halacha? Toshema, the Tani Rav Zuta, he brings down a brisa. Tani Rav Zuta, the Beira Papi, ain't mefir adarim el Tzarech Shabbos. This brisa taka says that made for the darim only works Tzarech Shabbos. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi is a kasha, says you have a brisa good, but I have a mishnah not like you. Amar Rav Ashi, holy tanan hachi, our mishnah is avoy not like you, because the mishnah says. Nodra im chashecha, meifa la atzloi techshach. It says in our Mishnah that if you made a neder right after Shal Shodis, right before Shkia, the loch is you can meifa it before it gets dark. Now, obviously, this neder is not tzarech, this hafar is not tzarech Shabbos, because you can manage one more minute. It's not tzarech Shabbos. V'yam tzarech Shabbos in tzarech Shabbos, ma'ir yichashecha, afil b'secha yoymen yachafer. D'shloi tzarechu. Forget about it. Even if you did it, even if it's earlier, you can't do it because it's Shloi Tzarech. So why? What's happened? How are you allowed to do this? Hafara Sadarim. L'chari Shloi Tzarech Shabbos. This is Hafara Sadarim. Teretz is, in our Mishnah Bavoyer, that even Shloi Tzarech Shabbos, you can do Hafara. So it's a B'chakas, it looks like there's two, there's a Tani Rav Zuti, and we have our Mishnah. So it's Stira of Tanaim, Stira, the Mishnah Zirai Tanaim, and I'll explain you the Bir HaMachlaikas. It's telling all the other Tanaim. So the Gemara on Tanoihis. What is Tanoihim? Hafaras Nedarim Kol Ayoyim. This brice that we had on yesterday's daf and daf Ayin Vav on base says there are one man the other says Hafaras Nedarim Kol Ayoyim. That's the sheet of our Mishnah. And basically, Rudev Rav Lezer of Shimon Amrum Eis Lezer get 24 hours. So the man the other Kol Ayoyim in Tveiloi that the man the other holds that you could be made for Neder that day and that's it. Then I feel sorry Tzarech Shabbos made for. Why? Because it's time sensitive. So you, even if it's Shloi Tzarech Shabbos, you can make it, because today is the only day I could do it, and that's why we allow you to do it. Masha'inki l'mad yom ve'eis le'eis l'tzarech Shabbos, then, l'tzarech Shabbos in, l'tzarech Shabbos alayim, because you can do it tomorrow. You can do it after Shabbos. You have 24 hours. You have 24 hours. So that's what we're saying. The mechleikis tanoyim, if you could do it on Shabbos, is tali if me'eis le'eis or kol ayayim. So good kasha, Moshe wants to know like this. If Erev Shabbos, he made the neder. So then the 24 hours ends on Shabbos. So then what's the halacha then? So Rosh speaks out, then taka, you could do it on Shabbos, even if you're on the Yama Islays. That's the Rosh speaks out. The Rosh is like this. So im nodra b'Shabbos, ain't a made for el Tzarech Shabbos. Al im nodra b'erev Shabbos, v'shoma b'ayla, V'loy hafalah, he wasn't made for it. Made for the Shabbos and filled shloim tzarich Shabbos. V'af bisho yochel hafal me'esmo, he could have done an erev Shabbos. Ha'amir l'kamon, n'shol ma'adarim v'shabbos tzarich Shabbos, fill b'dorim shohi lehem shol b'vaydiyoyim. Hilkul hokadam, he came z'mani oiver, and filled shloim tzarich mafiru. He's saying there is shloim z'man, if you have no more time, it's time sensitive, everyone will agree you can make for on Shabbos, even shloim tzarich Shabbos. So here, if you made the letter before Shabbos, it's time sensitive. And then even the Mani Yom HaYisleis will agree they don't do Tzarech Shabbos. So what the Braisa means, really, that Eim Efirim Darm El Tzarech Shabbos means only if you made the letter on Shabbos. So then, luckily, you can't do it. It can't be made for only Tzarech Shabbos. Why? Because I can still do it later on. I can still do it later on. But Mashenkin, if I made the letter before Shabbos, so then it's time sensitive. Even if your Mani Yom holds 24 hours, I could do it on Shabbos because it's going to be too late after Shabbos. Good? No, the big nafkamina. If you make a neder on Shabbos. Every time you make a neder, any time on Shabbos, this is nafkamina. Machloikis, you have to be tzarech Shabbos now. Make a neder on Shabbos. According to the first man of the Yomar, you have to be tzarech Shabbos. According to the second man of the Yomar, why? Excuse me? Only because.
You can't do it after Shabbos.
Right, that's the reason, yeah. So that's machloikis. That's a beam. Shout out that Tana is, it goes to Meis. We don't pass like that Tana. We actually pass in Kol Yom. So if you us, we'll always be able to do Hafaras Adorim that day. Like the Ran speaks out in Divrei Maschil, Me'es Leis, he speaks like this. Hilkach, Ni Halacha, Lididon the Kaimel and Hafaras Adorim Kol Ayoyim, Vesuloi Mafirim Adorim, so Vesuloi, and that's it, Mafirim Adorim V'Shabbos, 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 V'Shabbos. Says the Fi'os that we pass in Kol Ayoyim, and not more than that, Mafirim Adorim V'Shabbos, 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 yeah. For us to be able to do it, even Shabbos, V'Shabbos. Why? Because, it's time sensitive. You only have that day, and that's it. That's it. Okay. Gevaldik. Zog the Gemara. It's like Amamar. V'neshalom l'nadarim to l'tzarech Shabbos. It says you can be shoyl on adarim that are l'tzarech Shabbos. That's going back to Hataras Nadarim of Achacham. So it has to be dafka l'tzarech Shabbos. Eboiluhu, kishaloya hoyo lehem p'nai. Is it dafka when you didn't have time before? I don't know shoyl on p'nai. Unless the case was, he had time before Shabbos. He asked that he's not going to eat gefilte fish. He loves gefilte fish for Shabbos. And he had a whole day to go to the Chacham. But, of course, he was busy doing other things. Took a nap and everything like that. So now, it comes on Shabbos. Oh, he wants to go to Chacham now. Timat is dead on gefilte fish. We tell him, what do you mean? You had the whole Friday. What are you doing? You're schluffing? What's going on over here? So, could you do it now? Maybe now it's too late. You lost the chance. So, that's Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. Could you do it or not? Toshima, there's Kikule Rabbanon Lebrei, the Rav Zutra Brei, the Rav Zira. Rabbanon took care of the nether of the son of Rav Zutra Brei, the Rav Zira. A film of Dorm Shalom Pnaim Brei, even though he had time before Shabbos to be mat the nether, still, if it was Sarach Shabbos, they did it for him. Sakapanim, that's the halacha, that Ataras Adarim by Chacham can't be done Shloy Sarach Shabbos. Shloy Adarim, not. Why not? Two reasons. First of all, it's not time sensitive. Second of all, the second reason is because it looks like a din tire. But if it's Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. And what's the halacha of Tzarech Shabbos when you could have done it before Shabbos? What's the halacha? You're still allowed to do Ataras Adarim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Sov Rav Yisrael Meiman, Shalom Adarim v'Shabbos, b'yachad mumche in. I'm sorry, you're right, this loy. Rav Yisrael thought that this halacha that can be shown that neder v'Shabbos, you should dafak do it with the yachad mumche. The halacha is, we'll see later on, daf ayin ches. There's two ways to imat the neder, either with a yachad mumche, or three hadyotis. The three adyotis have to be people who know how to learn a little bit, that they understand it, but the three adyotis is enough. So maybe if you're doing Ataras Adarim on Shabbos, go to the Yachad Mumcha, not to the three adyotis. Why not? Because it looks like a Din Torah then. Looks like a Din Torah. So Rav Yosef said like this, we have a Mishnah, you let it go Matan Edda with Tzarech Shabbos, right? Go to Yachad Mumcha, not to a three adyotis. Omli Abaya. Abaya says no. I wouldn't hold like that. Why? Kivin is fear alone, since we hold, I feel umid, you could do Ataras Adarim even standing. I feel a little bit kriven. You could do it even with kriven, relatives. You could do Ataras Adarim with relatives. But I feel a little bit light, I could do it at night. Loim is chazik adina. It doesn't look like a din Torah. A din Torah has to be sitting, it has to be with no kriven, it has to be by day. That's a din Torah. Here it's nicker, it's not a din Torah because we have all these halachas that are pasul ledin. And this that it says ma'umid is a raya that we hold poischem b'charata. Because if you hold poischem, you need a Pesach, you have to sit down. So the Rosh over here says, now here comes in the Gemara, chia barav, shot through arrows. We had in yesterday's blad, and yesterday's blad, through arrows, and it belongs right here in this Gemara. That's where it belongs. But upon him, Abaye says, no problem to a Torah's Dorm with three people on Shabbos. Why? If it's Tzarech Shabbos, of course. Why? Because it's Nicker, it's not a regular entire. Agav, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on Shulchan Aruch, and this halacha speaks out, that Noshim and Ketanim are still possible in a Torah's Dorm. Even though we spoke out, even though we said that a Torah's Dorm could be Ma'umud, Belayla, and Bekrivim, but not Noshim and not Ketanim. That's a psul be'etzim and dying. That can't be used. So if you're doing a Torah's Dorm Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can have Kroivim, but you can't have Ketanim or Nashim. And of course, it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, big shahs, you have to know Shtei Cyrus, and then people get busy with that, because it comes from this Rekir Eger, it says that a Katan is not kosher for a Torah's Dorm. Omra Bab, Omra Rav Huna, Omra Rav, Halacha Mafirim Dorm Belayla. Rav Huna says, Hashem Rav, you're allowed to be Mefer Aneder Belayla. Newsblitz. Rav says, you can Mefer Aneder Belayla. Frank the Gemara, that's not, you need a Rav for that? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, no, the Belayla, the Shabbos. You were here for that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yesterday's daf, no, the Belayla. The normal Belayla says, you let it do Belayla. It's a first Mefarim, the Belayla. What?
Where does the Mishnah say
you
let it do Belayla?
It says, you let it do Belayla.
Where does the Mishnah say that?
It says, Klar. My freedom, the Belayla. Kate said, no, the Belayla Shabbos, you offer Belayla Shabbos. It says, the first the Mishnah, you offer Belayla Shabbos. So you don't need a Rav for that. Zok the Gemara. Not the of Shabbos. He made for Belayla Shabbos. Zok the Gemara le'ema halacha nesholim Belayla. He was saying chiddush that he could be shoyel with a chacham on Belayla. That's a chiddush already because usually a chacham looks like a din tyre. Omle avel Rav Huna, Omle Rav Hachi. So there's two gersa in this Gemara. So I'm going to read first the Ran second gersa. We'll go to first gersa. Omle avel Rav Huna, Omle Rav Hachi. The Rav really say this? You're saying over from Rav halacha that mefirim that have making minishalom belayla. Rav said that. Amalei. So Rav Huna answered ishtik. When I told him this halacha that nishalom belayla, he was quiet. That's how Rav said it. So Amalei. So Rav Abba said back to Rav Huna that it was quiet. Ishtik amris. Was he quiet because of shtik kaida? He agreed to it. Is that pshat why he was quiet? Or because he was angry at you and he wanted you to be quiet. That he was quiet, was it like he was stick kaido, like when someone offers you a drink, you're quiet, you just take it? Or he was just quiet because he was ignoring you. So which way was this? So ishtikamris, which means he was ignoring you, or shashikamris, which means he was taking a drink from you, he was listening to you, that's why he was being masking. So Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. Omrav Ika by oven is dakik le rav. The Rabba, the Ketuna de Beirav, and the Beismedrish, he was standing, he was alone, he was a Yachid, Uva Laila, and at night. So you see, Klar, that he was not Makbid, and he let Hatar's Dharma at night, and the Gemara holds no difference in Yachid and a three, and he held the Gedua Laila. That's the Raya from Rav. So even though he was quiet, he weren't sure, but we have a Maisa Rav. That's one Girsa of the Ran had learned the Gemara. The other way to learn the Gemara is like this. We said of him, Rav, Nishalom, Belayla. Omle, Rav, Abba, Rav, Huna. Omle, Rav, okay, did Rav really say this? So he skipped the words Omle, Ishti. He said, Omle, what's your Pella? Ishti Kamris? Are you like happy? Are you like, Ishti means he's saying, you're trying to quiet me? Or Ishti Kamris? You want to make a toast on this? You agreed to it. Well, when you ask the Akash, are you happy? Are you excited? Or you're angry at me? Ad kan the Gemara. And then Gemara brings a memra that actually Rav did a Maisa Rav on this. Well, he did a Maisa Rav, no pun intended, that Belayla, he did it, he was matin in Eder. So halacha Maisa is, they can matin Adar and Belayla, Ma'umid, all those halachas. Ma'umid is because the person Becharata, back upon him, it doesn't have a din of real Dine Torah, the din of Hataras Nadarim.